What's up, Wind Surge fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Surgecast, the official podcast of the Wichita Wind Surge. I am your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, and alongside me, as usual, is the voice of the Wichita Wind Surge, Tim Grubbs. Tim, how you doing, dude?
Doing great. What are we, about a week away from, a little more than a week away from opening day, so...
It's kind of scary.
It's kind of scary. When you work in baseball, as exciting as it is, it's scary because your life changes. Now, all of a sudden, being at home with your family at a normal hour and eating dinner, and it all goes away, and working weekends constantly. As much fun, and that's the reason why we do it, and as much fun as it is... And it gets better once you dread the beginning of it.
Yeah.
But once you get into the Groundhog Day of effect, you know, day two, day three, day four, day five.
Yep.
Once you get to about day five, it's all good because then you're in the rhythm of it, and then you're just excited about being at the park every day.
And that's crazy because I could never do that, because what you do compared to what, you know, I do, I get to stay in my own little bubble, and you are out on the road all the time too.
Right. Yeah.
So you're on the road obviously half the season, and it just, I don't know. Could I do it?
You probably can. It's so much fun. And yeah, I hate it. My wife refers to it as she's about to become a baseball widow.
Yeah.
For the next 5 months. And my daughter will be learning that as she gets a little older.
Yeah.
And you hate that part of it. Back when I was single.
Yeah.
It was nothing. It was great. I mean, I'm a person that I don't really have a real job. You know, I go to the ballpark every day and talk baseball and get to see everything of it. So even like you might hear like a little bit of complaining or a little bit like it's not that. It's just I'm just. You just dread the grind of what is to come.
Sure.
But in the end, though, it's a lot of fun.
And you've already started this over this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which my wife was dreading that I was actually going to make that trip last week to spring training.
Yeah.
But when I got back, she's like, I'm glad you did it, because it was a quick 3 days that I was gone to give her a little taste of like, all right, you're back to being by yourself again.
A little warm up.
Give a little warm up. And it was awesome. I've been to spring training many times, several different facilities over the years of being in baseball. I've been to the Blue Jays complex. I've been to Houston, the Nationals, you know, the Marlins over the last 12 years. This was my first trip to the other coast of Florida, really.
Nice.
Southwest Florida in Fort Myers, where the Twins train. And it was really cool to see the setup. And it was different than normal because I had booked my trip when the lockout was going on.
Right.
So I knew when I was going to be there the X days, no matter what. I got there for the very first day of Major League spring training. And it just... I'm sure people probably thought, oh, you know, they ended the lockout. He jumped on a plane a day later to get there to see it. No, this was booked like a month ago.
Yeah.
It was one of those, it was the beginning of Major League spring training, so there was a lot going on with all the Major League guys going there. And the minor league guys, you know, a lot of our guys had already been there for 3-4 weeks.
That's awesome. And you know what? There's a lot of people that don't really know how spring training works.
Yeah, I get that question a lot. Yeah. Like, how are you guys training, getting ready for the season? And I get a lot of things people don't really realize. And honestly, I was the same boat before I got into baseball, that all of our players from the major leagues down to rookie ball are all in the same complex. Like, they're all there. And just because... you know, you're an A-ball player doesn't necessarily mean that you're not taking batting practice with Carlos Correa. I mean, you could be right there. And when they do the sim games on the backfield, I remember years ago when I was with the New Orleans team, we were an Astros affiliate. Every inning, Craig Biggio led off. And you're like,
wow.
He led off every inning for, you know, because he was just getting reps.
Sure.
He didn't play the field. He didn't play. He wasn't technically a designated hitter. He just led off every inning, and that was it. Like, you can't keep score. Like, people say, well, what happened in that game? Well, you couldn't bring a book because they literally do weird things.
That's like, awesome.
Just have the same guy lead off every inning, no matter what. And I mean the top of the inning and the bottom of the inning. Like, he had, like, 18 at-bats in the course of a game.
That's awesome.
And it was, like, one of those, they was just getting reps because he had missed time, I think, due to an injury and then had been cleared, and he was just trying to play catch-up.
Yeah.
And he wasn't with the big league team that day, and he was in a minor league spring training game, and he was just...
That's awesome.
Batting every inning for the both teams, and it was kind of weird. And I've seen a lot of other odd spots like that where they do stuff where they just get reps. But, no, it's great to see the guys because everybody's loose. Everybody's in first place, So everybody's in a good mood.
Right.
You know, and everybody's trying to get healthy.
Yeah. And you mentioned Carlos Correa, who now just since our last podcast that we had has now been signed by the Minnesota Twins.
Huge.
Yeah.
You know, it's a 3-year deal. Obviously, he has some opt outs, and we can get into all that sort of stuff somewhere down the line. But what that does for Wichita is it, you know, now all of a sudden it pushes a guy back. So instead of Jose Miranda making the big league team, who was with us last year, he probably starts the year in AAA, which means the shortstop or the middle infielders that was going to be at St. Paul probably starts the year here. There is a domino effect to how the rosters are comprised. And provided there's not a lot of injuries here in the final week of spring training, you know, the rosters, it makes us a better team with Correa at the top. Plus, I always say this, when you're in AAA or you're in AA, maybe not as much when you're in single A because you're a long ways away. If the major league team's winning and there's a good attitude at the big league level, it keeps everything better down below.
Yeah.
The Twins were not winning last year. We won here. AAA did not win. So what happened at one point, we got about the midway point of the year, we lost Josh Winder and Jose Miranda in one day because they were starting to shuffle everything up the ladder. I feel like if the Twins were winning last year, that may not have happened. It may have, it may not have. You know what I mean? It just has an impact throughout, especially the higher levels of minor league baseball.
Yeah, and I was always kind of thinking a little bit different whenever I would think about minor league baseball. If the team, I would always think that if the team was really bad up top, then it's bad all the way down too. But that's not the case.
It's not always the case. There's teams now, they don't want to start some younger guys. They don't want to push a guy from AA to AAA that might not be old enough to really mature enough to be ready for that level. But all of a sudden, when the big league team's not playing, all of a sudden, especially if a GM or a manager's fighting for his own job, they'll start doing things that, you know, to try to fire up the big league club, and all of a sudden that could impact the rosters all the way down the line. And they might do something a little daring or a little risky by calling a younger guy up or doing some strange things roster manipulation-wise.
Sure. And now by the time this podcast actually airs, it'll probably be, Thursday-ish, right around in there. Do we know our roster yet?
Do not. And I will say this. People see stuff online of so-and-so got optioned to AAA St. Paul. So-and-so got sent. When those guys get sent out from big league camp, and sometimes it says to minor league camp, sometimes it says to AAA St. Paul. Just because it technically says AAA St. Paul doesn't necessarily mean that that guy doesn't start with us. Because there could be another move. Just because he went to St. Paul today, St. Paul's season doesn't start for another week. That doesn't necessarily mean he wouldn't start with us.
Right.
So there are, when you see a guy, especially a guy that was with us last year, where it says sent down to minor league camp, and you recognize the name, there's a good chance he's coming to us.
Yeah.
You know, that you kind of see the writing on the wall. There's a lot of things that happen in the final weekend of spring training. Obviously, I mentioned, knock on wood, hopefully no injuries. Injuries can impact everything. There's many a times I've seen a guy optioned down to AAA, and literally he starts the year in the big leagues 2 days later, and people are like, what in the world happened? Well, somebody got hurt. Or, you know, they also have to do 40-man roster stuff. I know we're getting really into the geeky stuff of baseball.
My favorite.
It's like, so in order to be on the major league roster, you have to be on the major league 40-man roster. So there's 26 guys in the big leagues. 14 more guys are on the 40-man roster. Now, there could be more than that, because if you're on the 60-day disabled list, you can remain on the 40-day, and they stash you in, like, a certain area.
Sure.
So you can have 44 guys on the 40-man roster, which, you know, can be puzzling for mathematics.
Sure.
But those guys aren't eligible for 60 days of major league time. So what ends up happening is they have to send guys through waivers. So there is some stuff that goes on this weekend that they'll figure. They got to set their major league roster, then they set the 40-man roster, then they set the AAA roster, and then down the line, the AA roster with us, and then single A's from there.
Sure, and then just to make things just a little bit more confusing, didn't they increase the roster spots for Major League Baseball as well this year?
They did. For the first 30 days, it's a little bit bigger because of the lockout.
Sure.
The pitchers aren't fully stretched out. They don't want them to. We say that and watch on opening day, a pitcher will go the distance
and pitch
8 innings, and you're like, what do you mean they're not fully stretched out. Yeah. But they did give that some extra pitchers and stuff like that. And even our rosters, I mean, I'm telling you, 2019, our roster at the AAA level, went, you know, our final year right before the team moved here to Wichita, we had a 25-man roster. And then because of COVID last year, we had a 28-man roster, and they kept it. Mm-hmm. So we still have the bigger roster, and I think it's here to stay. That was not involved in the lockout or the collective bargaining thing. I think it's just they kind of like having the extra guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, if a guy get hurt, you don't have to panic mm-hmm. and send someone here. You know, when we had a 24-man roster about 10 years ago, when you lost a guy, you better send somebody on a plane to yeah. help, because otherwise you were really shorthanded.
Absolutely. And now, so it, like we said, we're just a little bit around a week out for minor league baseball, and it turned out that Major League Baseball is basically starting a day earlier.
Day earlier.
Yeah, on the 7th. I mean, there's I think, 8 games is what they've got
yeah,
on the first
game. Yeah, I think
game.
Some Major League teams start the same day as us, but yeah. then there'll be some games the day before. So it's going to be a banner weekend for the start of baseball.
Yep.
You know, not only for the Major League clubs, Kansas City, Minnesota, some everywhere down the line, but for also for Minor League Baseball and the Wind Surge. And the good thing is we're at home.
Yeah.
I think there's... As a person who works in minor league baseball, as we mentioned earlier,
yeah.
I'd rather start the year on the road. But I think as a fan, it's better to start it at home.
Oh, it has to be.
I think the fact that you can go to the ballpark next Friday, everybody's in first place. There's that optimism that everybody has,
mm-hmm.
0-0, and the excitement of seeing the team for the very first time.
Yeah.
That, you know, that it's a phenomenal feeling.
Well, and the bummer was last year was – technically our first season, and we started out on the road, which a lot right. of Wichitans were a little bit bummed, because it's yeah. like, yeah, it's the inaugural season. It would have been great to have opening day, you know, here in Wichita, and it just didn't work out that way.
And we got a lot of momentum
yeah.
because we went 5-1
right.
on that opening road trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, the selfish part of me as a broadcaster was that I really liked the fact that the only way anybody in Wichita knew anything about the Wind Surge the first week is they had to tune in.
They had to listen to
they
you.
They had to listen to me, because they couldn't, I mean, not that they couldn't get in a car and drive 4 hours to Springfield,
sure.
but very few people did that. There were a few people there.
That's awesome.
I don't know about for opening day, but that weekend I saw a few people there. So
that's awesome.
It was cool, and that's an easy trip. And that's the one good thing about this league is Tulsa's close, very close.
Right.
I mean, you can go up and back Tulsa
in a
night.
Day. Yeah.
Springfield's close. You can easily do a weekend out of it. It's 4 hours away.
Yeah.
Northwest Arkansas, very close, 4 hours away. And then from there, it starts to get a little further away, but it's not that bad. Most of the cities are very close.
Yeah, and then I did look up a couple of the new teams that we're going to be playing. I know we're playing the Hooks.
Yeah, we play. Those are not the close ones.
No.
There's a reason why we didn't play them last year.
Corpus Christi, if I remember right.
Corpus Christi, the Hooks, which is an Astros affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
We go there and they come here. We go to Frisco,
yep.
which obviously is a Rangers affiliate just outside of Dallas.
Yep.
And then we also go to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Which is, it'll be really weird for me because San Antonio was in the Pacific Coast League.
Oh, really?
So I have been there before.
The Missions, right?
With the AAA team.
Yeah.
And now I'll go back, same facility, everything. So it'll be odd to be the second different league with that same place, even though it's been only a couple of years since I've been there.
Yeah, and we briefly touched a little bit on the rules last episode. We kind of went into it a little bit. There have been some announcements since the last episode we had about some other rule changes. First one, I really enjoy being an old-fashioned baseball guy myself, mainly for the major leagues, is the doubleheader rule is now gone, being a 7-inning game to a 7-inning game, which makes people like me happy.
Right.
Right, because that means that the statistics are being the same as it were, right?
And I'm a little surprised. I thought that it's one of those things that everybody blames Manfred on.
Uh-huh.
And just like the ghost runner at second base, everybody blames him on.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is, and there's a reason, now with the collective bargaining agreement done, agreed upon, and there's new language in there that they can make rule changes if both sides can agree upon, and they don't have to... you know, rebuild the house to change a rule.
Which is nice.
The players like 7-inning doubleheaders.
Which is weird.
The players like the ghost runner at second base in the 10th inning. And the one thing, I guess this may be come across wrong, but nobody likes to work overtime and not get paid.
Sure, that's true.
So, I mean, I don't know. But the real reason, I always joke around about that, but the real reason why I think the players like both of those rules, it helps with injuries.
Yeah.
When you find out, when the games go to the 16th and the 17th innings, and as cool as it may sound, and when you're sitting
sounds
at home,
awesome.
All of a sudden you flip the channel and the Braves are going to the 17th, and you're like, oh, I can't turn the game off
you
now.
You can't.
That's, and as cool as it is, because I've been that person that's turned a game on the 16th and watched it to the 20th or whatever, that's usually when a pitcher gets hurt.
Yep.
You know, maybe not that night and you don't realize it, but a guy that's normally pitches two innings of relief out of the bullpen gets extended to five innings.
Yep.
And the next day he wakes up and his wing doesn't work.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And there's ramifications from it. The players
are exhausted.
There's usually a hangover effect for a couple of days after that for the teams. And I feel like, you know, and sometimes it doesn't impact. It's not that big of a deal because the same teams play the same day. But when it's the end of a series and those two teams go off to other series to play fresh teams, usually if you take a look at the records, they're not good for teams. If you, for example, if the Cardinals and Cubs played 20 innings and the next day the Cardinals go to a three-game series in Pittsburgh, there's a good chance that even though a beat-up Pirates team might be able to beat up the Cardinals and a beat-up Cubs team would go to Milwaukee and could potentially be swept by the Brewers because of those effects. And there's stats that support all of that stuff. And players and baseball people know about all that sort of stuff. So that's why I think in the end, I think there is some reasoning. There's a lot more reasoning why they like the rules.
Sure.
You know, even though it's not pure, but I think they like it. The rules still are normal if you go to the playoffs.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, they don't do that sort of stuff. But
sure.
For regular season, I think people kind of look behind it.
Right.
But I know the purist. I've been around baseball a while. I see both sides of it. And
absolutely. But there is one rule that is not going to be in the major leagues, but apparently I heard is going to come in halfway through the season, and that is that second base is going to be closer to first and third.
Yeah, because they're bigger bases.
Right.
And we're going to have bigger bases all season here.
Right.
And I'm interested. I've seen them. I haven't actually seen them on the diamond.
Okay.
But Ben Hartman, our groundskeeper, actually brought one up.
Really?
Into the front office, and we could see it compared to a regular base. It is substantially bigger.
That's crazy.
It looks like a pizza box. it's, you know,
all right.
It's like you're getting a big pizza from Picasso's. And, you know, I mean, it is, it's a bigger base. And yes, that makes your, the ability to get to first base or second base or a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
More
stolen bases.
More stolen bases. You know, people like action.
Sure.
You know, that's the one complaint about the current game, you know, when you get into it.
Is, yeah, it's wrong opinion.
There's a lot of home runs. There's a lot of strikeouts. There's not as much action. This helps.
Sure.
They did it a little bit last year at AAA, so they have a little bit of knowledge on it, and this will give them some more data to see if it really does help.
Yeah, and it's gonna be an awesome start to this year's season because we, like we said, we open at home in Riverfront Stadium against Tulsa.
Yeah.
So we get to kick off the season against the rival and see who gets to, take the first couple of games in the Propeller Series.
You know, and that it's cool for them, too, because obviously their fans can drive up here.
Yeah, and they didn't win last year.
Yep, and they can see their team for the very first time, and up here at the ballpark. So the Dodgers, of course, are the dreaded Dodgers, as I refer to, as
yes.
They signed Freddie Freeman right at, you know, last
I
week.
I mean,
so.
I like died inside a little bit with that trade. I really did.
Yeah.
He needed to be a Brave forever. But I'm not a big Brave fan.
I'm not a Braves fan at all, but there's just certain people
that
if they leave late in their career, it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But, and yeah, his best years are possibly right behind him, but I think he still has at least another couple good years with him, and it'll be weird to see him wearing that Dodger blue.
Yeah, and it's a Dodger blue jersey, which is...
he's left the Braves, and yeah, did the Braves make a move the day before he signed, but hey, he played... when you play poker and you play chicken, you run the risk, and Atlanta went and got a kid from Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, and Matt Olson, that they got him in a trade from Oakland, but he is an Atlantan kid. You know, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on that kid because not only did he get traded there, he's from there. They gave him a lot of money.
He's got big shoes to fill.
He's got huge shoes to fill, not only on the field, but as a person and as a character, because Freddie Freeman's really loved.
Absolutely. And we have, obviously, we're going to have promotions and stuff like that going on this year at Riverfront Stadium.
And there'll be a lot more. There's a lot more promotions on the field. I don't know, since they're really, I mean, minor league baseball in Wichita, affiliated baseball, had been gone for a dozen years.
Yeah.
And then the Wingnuts were here. And then there was a couple of years with no baseball, you know, obviously with 19, with the construction of the stadium, 20 with nothing. 21, we really weren't allowed to do a lot of stuff on the field
because
of the COVID stuff. We did some stuff, especially as the season progressed, but we were still limited on what we could do. But there's going to be a lot more fun stuff, stuff that should make people that, if you're not a baseball fan, you should still probably laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we did the Dillon's fruit race in the outfield, which put a smile on everybody last
year.
We're going to do a lot more things like that, except some of them can move back closer to the infield and, you know, you'll have a Hungry Hungry Hippo type contest.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to have a few other things where people will get in character and some stuff like that. So it'll be great.
Yeah.
And it's just there to spice it up, especially if a game goes south.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's some, and plus there's people that don't, you know, not necessarily are there to watch a ball game. You know, it's a family event, and that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. But they're also still going to have a lot of the promotions that were there last year, you know?
Sure.
I believe there's a new one I think they came out with this year that they announced on Facebook and social media, I believe yesterday, which is on Wednesdays. That's Military Wednesday. So sponsored by Davis Moore Auto Group, by the way. But all military members and their families get in $5 off field box tickets.
Yeah.
So there you go for that.
And it's great to take care of, you know, our servicemen. And, you know, Tuesday you show up with your Dillon shopper's card and it's buy one, get one ticket. So there's a lot of unique things like that.
Yeah. Thirsty Thursdays. That's a good one.
Right.
Half price on select beers.
Absolutely.
But probably the most important one is Fridays.
Everybody loves fireworks.
Everybody loves fireworks, man. And that's how we get to kick off the season.
Yep. We open up on a Friday night. We'll have fireworks on Friday night. So, I think everybody, kids love it, you know, and it's just, I think it's a great way to start the year.
Absolutely. Especially, the fireworks, and especially if it's not like an extra inning game, it's just right at the right time. And it's just absolutely excellent to watch.
Right.
But the other thing is, there is going to be some stuff coming out on social media this week.
Yeah, this week there'll be some stuff.
Yep, keep your eyes peeled for that. It may be a little confusing, but it will it'll make sense a little later.
Yeah, no, I think we're probably talking vague at this point, but there'll be some unique stuff that the players will wear and that we will be doing in the community. And I think it's, in the end, it's going to be great. It's what why minor league baseball is so fun. And, you know, so there will be very unique stuff coming out. And I think it's just what makes it, gets you more involved in the community. And I think that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And by the way, there's a lot of new merch. There's a lot of new designs for merchandise this year for the 2022 season. You can check that out at the Wichita Wind Surge official online store, which is at windsurge.milbstore.com. There's a lot of new designs that I liked. There will be more.
Yeah, there's actually some variations of like the Wind Surge logo.
Uh-huh.
Not much different. You know what I mean? It's not like it's like, well, wait a second, you know, but like where the wing is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's always been there, but you don't want to do everything year one. But there's some other stuff in there. And I think it's cool. I mean, there's even the Wichita Wrangler caps are in there.
Yeah.
You know, for the people that like the Wranglers from yesteryear. Mm-hmm. So I think it's cool to have the throwback stuff. And then there's a lot of neat things, sweatshirts, blankets. Jake in our store, you know, the supply chain had slowed some things down get into the store, and they probably still have the issues at the beginning of the season, but a lot of the new gear is in there.
That's absolutely awesome. And did you have anything else to keep your eyes peeled that you wanted to brief on real quick?
You know, obviously opening day next week's the big one.
Yeah.
You and I will probably do another pod next week.
Yep.
The roster should be announced on Monday, so we'll actually know what 28 guys are on the ball club to start the season. And there's some things that'll need to shake out over here this final weekend. But no, we're really excited about what's to come and finally seeing that ballpark open up again for our sophomore year.
Absolutely. Get excited, Wichita. Well, guys, that is all we have for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We sincerely do appreciate it. Tune in next week for our next podcast episode. Myself and Tim will be happy to give you any news that we have. And so until next time, guys, surge up!